91. That's the number of cases DFACS Director Dr. Sharon Hill says have been reopened. That happened after the division began reviewing claims that were closed or screened out over the phone. Hill says 91 is about 2% of more than 4,100 reports the division has so far reviewed.
We all decided that, yes, this was not a good screen out. We need to go back and do something with the cases.
The review was prompted by last year's deaths of 10-year-old Imani Moss and 12-year-old Eric Forbes. After reports showed DFACS missed opportunities to intervene in both cases, the division said it would review every claim that had been similarly dropped. For the 91 reopened cases, Hill says the division either began an investigation into the family or provided support services, like counseling. She says none of those children have been removed from their families. However, DFACS is looking at the similarities of the cases to see if the claim intake process needs to be changed.
The theme was around pretty much two things, probably the prior history analysis and really understanding maybe the seriousness of a prior report.
The 91 reopened cases were pulled from around 550 reports of abuse that were sent back for further review due to insufficient information. Hill says upon further investigation, most of those 550 reports were found to have been properly dropped or had already been addressed due to a later claim.
Some situations we get out and we find out, especially in some of these kinds of cases, that the child is already receiving counseling or something has already been set up for this child.
In its ongoing review, DFACS looked at cases dating back to October 2012. The division prioritized those that had either a prior report or involved allegations of sexual or physical abuse. Hill says while the department has reviewed more than 4,100 cases, there are still more than 37,000 left. She believes the remaining claims were correctly dismissed.
We're still taking another look at them, but we don't feel that these were as critical as this first batch.
Hill says she expects the full review to be completed by the end of the year at the earliest. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.